Welcome to today's Soul Reset. Take a deep breath with me. Now slowly exhale. You're here, right here, and I believe this moment is on purpose. Let's take a pause together, a soul reset. Today's verse comes from Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. Have you felt that lately? That ache in your heart from something that just hasn't happened yet? Maybe it's a prayer you've whispered over and over again, a dream that still hasn't come to life, or a breakthrough that seems to keep its distance. When hope gets pushed back again and again, it's not just discouraging. It starts to wear on your soul. It makes the heart sick, Scripture says. But here's what I want you to know, beloved. That sickness isn't a sign that you're weak or broken. It's a sign that your heart was made to hope. You were created to long for something more, but you were also created to anchor that hope in something, someone unshakable. So let me ask you, gently, lovingly, where have you been placing your hope lately? Has it been in the job opportunity, in a relationship, in a certain version of yourself you thought you'd be by now? Here's the thing. When our hope is placed in outcomes, timelines, or people, disappointment becomes our oppressor. Discouragement can move in, and fear starts whispering lies. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe God forgot about me. Maybe nothing will ever change. But can I speak some truth to your soul today? Those voices are not your Father's voice. God didn't design you to live under the weight of hopelessness. He never meant for you to carry the crushing burden of dreams deferred without Him. Because when our hope is rooted in Him, in His character, in His presence, in His promises, that are yes and amen, we find an anchor strong enough to hold us steady in the waiting. And that desire in your heart, the one you're afraid to even speak out loud anymore, He sees it and He's not ignoring it. He might just be fulfilling it in a way that grows deeper roots like a tree of life, not surface level satisfaction, but soul deep transformation. So I want to leave you with a few reflection questions. Where have I placed my hope in something other than Jesus? What limiting belief about myself or God might be stealing my hope? How can I invite God to anchor my heart again in the midst of the waiting? And let's speak this declaration over our hearts today. Jesus, You are my living hope. I release false anchors and I cling to the one who never fails. Even in the waiting, I will not be sick with despair. I will be nourished by Your presence. You are the desire of my heart and You are already fulfilling it in ways I cannot yet see. Remember, beloved, not everything delayed is denied, and nothing rooted in Christ is ever wasted. Hope again. Hope in Him, because He is faithful. Thanks for taking this time to reset with me. I encourage you, take another inhale in and exhale. Until next time, keep rising, keep radiating, and don't let go of the one who holds your hope.